Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Consider the cleverest of all sharks. Unlike the great white, which tends to inhabit the waters of harbors and recreational beach areas, the land shark may strike at any time, any place. It is capable of disguising its voice and generally attacks young single women. Expert at the University of Miami's Oceanographic Institute suggests that the best way to scare off the shark in the event of an attack is to hit or punch the predator in the nose.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Okay, it's the Scuba Radio Scuba Trivia Olympics. The Hammerhead team is up for grabs. See if they can get this question correct. And they've been thinking about it during the commercial break. And the question was, virtually undisturbed by humans, what island is features the largest coral atoll in the world at 248 square miles and is located in the Indian Ocean. They've been thinking about it. The Hammerhead team have been thinking about it, discussing, consulting, and I think they got an answer. Walt, do you or no?
We got an answer.
Yeah. You want to know if it's the right one?
I was going to say the Seychelles.
The Seychelles.
But? We don't know about that.
But there's humans there.
Okay. Well, yeah, so this
it could be disturbed by humans.
Yeah, this is virtually undisturbed.
It's in the Indian Ocean.
All right, they see the Seychelles. Let's go ahead and open it up to the other team. The gay Bigfoot cuddle buddies of Jerry the Diver Guy and Casey the Tobacco Nut say what island in the Indian Ocean? Jerry, you have a suggestion or question or comment or what?
Yeah. It's I think it's the
all right, come on, let's go. Good Lord, let's go.
Mahala
Banks. Valhalla. Yeah. What
the banks are, Greg,
the banks.
You know what I'm talking about?
The island. It's an island.
Oh, if it's an island.
Yeah.
Seychelles.
You're going to say the same.
The coral super high.
Right. Yeah. So you guys are both saying the Seychelles.
If we're going to go down, we're going to go down together.
Well, you both are absolutely incorrect.
Then you got the Dingalo Reef.
All right. You're wrong. I'm going to give you a hint.
It's not an island.
I'm going to give you a hint. All right. It is an island in the Indian Ocean. And the hint is it evolves around a holiday.
Christmas Island.
Easter Island.
Easter Island, says the Hammerheads, and that is...
I thought that.
Ah.
Christmas Island.
Christmas Island is correct.
Island.
Look at that. Jerry the Diver Guy and Casey the Tobacco Nut live to fight another day.
We
or at least answer another
prize,
question.
Which is...
No, we're not done yet. Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry, Greg. I thought you meant the super highway of coral.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta get the crap out of your ears and pay attention.
Sorry.
All right. So that means that Captain Walt and Brittany are going to have to be tortured because that's how we roll. So let's just point the flamethrower and grill us up some Aqua Gypsy and Captain Walt there. Yeah, actually, you know what? It didn't really have much of an effect. It gave him a nice warm glow. Like they just
browned
up. No, it's weird. It just didn't really affect Captain Walt. It just made him tanner. He looked more healthy now. I don't know what's that's just been because he's been around for so long.
Walt,
I guess,
lives his life a little
preserved.
Toasted, so,
well, I think it could be all that alcohol may have preserved him over the years. There you go. All right. Here's the question, and since you guys got it right, I'm gonna start with the. Casey and Jerry, and the question is for the gay Bigfoot cuddle buddies. According to the U.S. Navy, no decompression dive tables. How long is the maximum duration dive at 100 feet without breaking into deco? Deco. So it's a, we're looking for minutes here. How many minutes before you go into deco?
At 100 feet. Should be 60 minutes.
60 minutes, says Jerry the diver guy. Okay. Who is a dive instructor?
And long to be.
Yeah, and Casey is a dive instructor.
Dive tables are pretty high.
Okay. All right. He says 60. Do you agree, Casey? Is that your final answer? Casey and Barry. I mean, Jerry. What is it? Yes? No?
60 minutes at 100 feet? That just doesn't sound right.
Well, you agree with him or you don't? Pick a number. Let's go. Good Lord. Let's go. Come on.
I'm going to say 15 minutes.
Wait, is it 15 or is it 60? What is the number?
It's
you guys
got
to agree. You're a buddy team. You're supposed to be agreeing on this.
All right, Jerry,
answers.
I'll go with it. 60 minutes.
You guys, you say 60 minutes.
It's pretty high.
We're going to burn.
All right. Okay, so they say 60 minutes. Let's go to the Hammerheads. Brittany and Walt say how many minutes at 100 feet? What is it, Brittany? What do you say?
20 minutes.
20 minutes is what, so they're going to be ultra conservative, it sounds like, compared to the 60 minutes that Jerry and Casey picked. So the ones,
pretzel.
No one
Jerry,
got it exactly.
Jerry's going to be bent like a pretzel.
Well, you are correct when you make that statement. Because, yes, the answer should have been 25 minutes at 100 feet. According to the Navy dive tables.
I know the Navy dive tables are high.
Yeah. So
I said 15 to 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you
didn't go over. Yeah. We didn't go over.
No.
Didn't go over. Didn't. So they were safe. So they live to fight another day.
Minutes. What were you thinking,
well,
partner?
We need to.
Look, I ain't no Navy diver.
We got to throw you guys.
Those.
I think Casey and Jerry just, they like visiting the chamber. And this time they have to be locked in the chamber with gay Bigfoot. And he doesn't even have to eat Mexican to become overly gassy. So, yeah. So enjoy your torture. Oh, wow. So, I mean, I think you guys, I think you might have missed that one on purpose because you just wanted to have some more cuddle time.
Ugh.
Maybe. That very well may be possible. All right, I think we got time for one final Super Bowl type question for our Scuba Radio Scuba Trivia Olympics. Okay, here you go. Who invented the aqualung? This should be pretty simple, but it's maybe not quite as simple as you think. All right, so we're gonna go to the Hammerheads for the first answer or first attempt. Brittany and Captain Waldy Martini, and they are going to say what, Brittany? What say you? Is who invented the aqua?
On three. One, two, three.
Yeah. Jacques Cousteau.
Aha! That is not completely correct.
Yes, it is.
Wrong! And how dare you question the guy in charge, which is me.
No.
You only got a percentage
Stadia,
right.
Partial credit.
Maybe. Okay. Let's see if Jerry and Casey can rebound and come back with this one. They may have gotten half of it right. I don't know. What say you, Jerry? What say you, Casey?
You want it, Casey, or you want me to do it?
Say it.
Go
come
ahead,
on.
Because I don't think it was Jacques.
It is Jacques Cousteau
and
an engineer named Gagnon.
Look at his eyes. He's cheating.
And that's the.
Oh, that's right. He's cheating. We can't have Googlers, but that is correct. It is actually Jacques Cousteau and Emile
phones are
Gagan.
Dead.
Some credit for it, too. So it was a combo. But, you know, Jacques gets most of the credit. And so I think we're going to have to finish this off by saying that neither team are winners. They're losers as we expected, so we'll torture them accordingly. Yeah, stab them, whip them, whatever we got to do. And, you know, I just, how we roll here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And that'll do it for the first and probably last edition of the Scuba Radio Scuba Trivia Olympics. Till next time, remember, it's always better where?
Where is better?
Safe diving, everyone.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.